Available everywhere, on air, online, and on mobile with our official KGRG app. KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn. Also broadcasting on K207 AP, Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM.
I'm saying G-double-E-K, 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 culture ain't dead.
We're going to get our pocket protectors ready for some geek history.
It is 10 o'clock, so it is time for us to do, like we do at this time every week, it is time to find out what happened today in geek history.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, broadcasting live on 89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn. Also broadcasting on K207 AP, Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM. And today in geek history is sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show. The Northwest Back to Basics Comic Convention is returning to the Tacoma Convention Center, Tacoma Convention Center, November 5th and 6th. That is a Saturday and Sunday. Featured guests include character actor Robert Lissardo, known for playing cunning and ruthless villains in TV shows like CSI Miami, Ooh. Ghost Whisperer, and Renegade. We talked about Renegade a few weeks ago, as well as movies like Death Race, Last Man Standing, and Leon the Professional.
Oh,
and is
cool.
Also known for his distinctive tattoos that cover most of his torso. So from like his neck down, it's all tattoos.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so we need to tweet a picture of this guy, because like when you see him, you'll be like, "Oh, that guy."
Oh, that guy.
He's one of those guys where he's been in a lot of stuff. So he will be appearing at the Jet City Comic Show, and as all the 90 kids lose their damn minds, actress Sandy Selner, who portrayed Alpha 5 in the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers TV series, will also be appearing at the Jet City Comic Show.
What?
90s kids, did you know that was a girl in that suit the entire time?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Really?
So anyway,
I was obsessed with the Power Rangers, so I like totally like looked up all that stuff when I was younger. I was an insider.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, it was like Cork from The Buzz, when he saw the announcement, he texted me, all caps, "Did you see the latest Jet City announcement?"
Oh my gosh.
So, and I hadn't, so I go to their website at jetcitycomicshow.com, and I see, I'm like, you mean the Power Ranger girl? Yes! I'm like, okay. I'm like, as all the 90 kids lose their dang minds. And yeah,
I had
no idea it was a lady underneath all of that plastic and lights and doodads.
Yeah.
A lot of people, including Cork from The Buzz, are very excited to see Sandy Selner. Who, again, was inside the Alpha 5 suit in the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers TV series.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy we're going to be there.
Yeah, and we're all going to be there. We're going to be there as a show, plus several of our fam from The Buzz will be there as well. It's going to be great. For the full list of guests and for ticket information, you can visit JetCityComicShow.com and listen to The Buzz every Wednesday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., as well as Mike and Mickey After Dark for your opportunity to win two-day passes. Those will also be included in the Mamad gift basket, along with our grand prize for the hour. In this case, it's Yellow Card. Also, Us the Duo and Haunted Forest of Maple Valley. Incidentally, did we get a ticket winner for Yellow Card?
No, we didn't.
Not yet.
So you got probably another 10 minutes or so. Then I'm just going to throw those back in the prize drawer. Because, we got to move on to our next band. But if you give us a call right now, 253-833-5004, you will win a pair of tickets to see Yellow Card on Wednesday, October 26th at the Showbox.
Awesome.
So let's get to what happened in today in geek history. These are things that occurred specifically on this day, October 10th. Generally of the geekier, nerdy variety. It's not what happened this week in geek history, what happened tomorrow in geek history. It's all today. So it's all for today's broadcast, October 10th. We start in 1950, where on October 10th, the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, approved CBS color television system November 20th.
Wow.
Very cool.
CBS had promised 20 hours of color programs a week within 2 months.
That's
so
awesome.
So the FCC approved that. We go backwards in time because apparently copypasta is difficult for me, where in 1911, Henry Ford received a patent for an automatic transmission mechanism.
Whoa.
Famously invented, like, you know, the assembly line and all kinds of other cool stuff.
Henry
Ford, shout out to that guy.
Man.
And we move on to 1964, keeping it in the realm of TV history, where on October 10th, NBC aired the 1964 Summer Olympics opening ceremony. Why they did that? Why don't I just read the thing as it wrote? Let's try again.
Okay.
Today.
Yes.
October 10th.
Yes.
In 1964.
Okay.
NBC aired the 1964 Summer Olympics opening ceremony at Tokyo, Japan, with the first time of live Olympic telecast program by geostationary communication satellite SCICOM 3. It was also the first live color TV program to be transmitted to the U.S. by satellite.
That's incredible.
So that's where it came from. Basically, like, Summer Olympics, you know, beamed via satellite. That's what that deal was. Okay, so next I have a movie trailer for you. This is a movie that came out in 2004 on this date, October 10th. And give me just a hot second here because I don't have it up yet.
That's okay.
So yeah, but this is a really really great movie of the era. So 2004, take a listen.
I was quite the professional in an exclusive industry, and we all worked for this man, Bill. But when I tried to get out, they did me in.
I suppose it's a little late for an apology, huh? You suppose correctly.
Hi.
You're very right to want to get here. Yet even Stephen, I would have to kill you. That'd be about square.
Kill Bill.
Wow.
I was quite the professional.
And so awesome that we had to hear it twice. Quentin Tarantino's classic revenge flick, Kill Bill Volume 1, came out today, October 10th in 2004. This particular trailer was taken from a VHS rip.
I was going to say, it kind of sounded a little old.
I got that one intentionally because, I mean, with most movies, there are many, many trailers.
Yeah.
This was a 30-second spot that features that music. No. That's the Green Hornet theme from the 1960s TV show. And I remember when I saw Kill Bill in the theaters, I was like, oh, that's the Green Hornet theme. And I wanted to take my time and find a trailer that featured that particular piece of music because that music gets used a lot in that movie. It was just something that I thought was cool. So mind the kind of rougher quality, but I think kind of like that vintage VHS aesthetic is always kind of fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
So we move on to 2010, where on October 10th, cable channel The Hub, now Discovery Family, made its debut in the United States. The Hub is like Hasbro's cable channel. They show like My Little Pony reruns, like a lot of the Transformers shows end up there. Yeah. So that happened today. In 2012, not necessarily geeky, but it's a TV thing, and it has a voracious following that's almost like unto geek culture. In 2012, on October 10th, Nashville premiered on ABC.
Yeah.
See? I figured, as I'm pointing and looking at Mickey, I'm like, yeah, see? He likes the Nashville. I couldn't get into it. A little too soapy for my taste.
Yeah.
But anyway, it had just a voracious following. Yeah. I guess it's like on CMT now.
The country Music Channel.
Country Music Television. All right. And rounding out today in geek history, I have one more trailer for you. This from a film from 2014, so very, very recently.
Okay.
No, it's not that
not
one.
Kill Bill.
Not Kill Bill.
It's not Kill Bill.
Drink and become Dracula.
You
will have enhanced senses. The strength of 100 men.
Sure.
Dominion over the night and all its creatures.
At what price?
$5.
You have no idea.
$5.
$3 million man.
There is still more to fear.
Dracula Untold, rated PG-13.
Whoa.
Should have remained untold. Oh yeah, that I have not seen that movie in its entirety, but I am told it's not good.
I just know Luke Evans is in it.
Right.
And he was in the Hobbit movies.
Yep.
And you're like, well, guess I'm sold. Like,
and he was just in Girl on the Train, and he's going to be in the new Disney's Beauty and the Beast remake.
Really?
He's playing Gaston.
Okay.
So since I played LeFou over the summer in Beauty and the Beast, I kind of have a really strong connection with the Gaston character. So yeah, I'm really excited.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So So one thing I wanted to mention about Dracula Untold, it's a weird little piece of history, but it was supposed to be kind of the beginning of a connected, shared Universal Monsters universe, a la the Avengers. There was supposed to be like Dracula Untold, then there was supposed to be like a Frankenstein movie, and like,
oh dear.
And they were all gonna get together and save the world.
It'd be basically like the Avengers, sort of. Yeah, it did not happen.
No.
And with that has been Today in Geek History, sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show.
Awesome.
And that means it's time for us to give away some tickets.
Whoa!
Call us right now, 253-833-5004, to win two-day passes to the Jet City Comic Show happening November 5th and 6th at the Tacoma Convention Center. Also, we will be we'll be talking to one of the promoters of the Jet City Comic Show on Tuesday. So depending upon when you're listening to this, it might be tomorrow, it might be today, time travel podcast. We'll have that interview next week. But if you have a question that you'd like us to ask and be included in the conversation, either hit us up on Twitter at KGRGFM, or you can shoot us an email to mmad@kgrg.com. Best question will win two-day passes to Jet City Comic Show.
Nice.
And we'll get a shout-out during the interview.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So, email us, mmad@kgrg.com. Give us a call right now, 253-833-5004, where at this point, since my timing is a little off, if you want yellow card, I'll give you a yellow card.
Whoa,
But we're moving on to the 10 o'clock hour, so that means it is also to fire up the hype train for our next featured band, and that's Bad Religion. That is Bad Religion is going to be playing Wednesday, October 26th at Showbox Soto, the Vox Populi tour with Against Me and David Haas. Off of their album New Maps of Hell, here's something from Bad Religion called New Dark Ages, one of my favorites. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
This is the Late Night Death Mask on All Skinless, and you're listening to KGRG FM, Today's Rock.
There's one thing you can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
This is all Skinless, and I'm here to let you know we're taking our quest to make America brutal again to Friday nights on KGRG. On our new day and time, Friday nights at 10 p.m. on KGRG 89.9 FM, iHeartRadio, and the KGRG FM app.
I'm some random who gives a f***, and this message was approved by politicians who will toss your ass into a basket of deplorables if you don't stand with them. Hashtag Hail Pepe!
WTF. The Nerdist, Rooster Teeth, Adam Carolla, Serial. You listen to podcasts? Want to do one and not completely suck at it? I'm Charlie Harger. I teach digital radio. You'll have a podcast and your own radio show. Think of it as a podcasting boot camp. So sign up now. Journalism 120 meets twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Podcasting, your own show, Journalism 120, here at Green River College.
Hi, I'm Dan from Real Friends, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
I've given up on you, but it still...
It is time for your newest favorite game!
Is it real or is it fake? Woo! You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, Mike and Mickey, After Dark. And like we do around this time. Oh my god, it's actually 10:30.
Oh my god, it actually is. We're on time.
Yay!
Dude, how do we do that?
I don't know, but it happened.
Wow.
So
I blame Taylor. She's our good luck charm.
Yay. I think so.
Thank you guys.
So, Is It Real or Is It Fake is a game that we play around 10:30 every Monday night. It is a game where I name to you guys usually three music genres. I describe them to you. And then you guys deliberate a little, and you're like, oh, I think it's real, I think it's fake, blah, 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 whatever. It's awesome. But for the month of October, we are going with horror movies.
Yay! My favorite.
Because it's spooky, spooky pooky
time. That is fantastic.
So, our first...
house.
Oh, so, okay, before we get into it, one thing, so I was listening to last week's episode, and you were talking about the different movies, and I was playing along with the podcast, and, you know, giving my deliberations to myself, and I was like, oh yeah, House is totally a real movie, but here's the deal, I realized that I was thinking of a completely different movie than the trailer that you guys showed me.
That's actually called House.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more than one movie called House.
Well, yeah, but it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
And not only is there House, but there's also House 2.
What?
So,
what?
Yeah, so from, like, the VHS archives. So, like, my grandmother was really into crappy VHS horror movies, practically raised me on them. So,
awesome.
I've got a pretty decent depth of knowledge for crappy, terrible horror movies. And anyway, so yeah, so House and House 2 were one of them, not to be confused with House, which is something else entirely. Anyway, right. I just thought I'd share that real quick.
Well, let's start with our first movie of the evening then, you guys.
I'm ready.
It is called Snack Attack.
Oh no.
So movie going reminds us all of fantastic things like candy, sodas, and popcorn. But when one movie theater begins to hear patrons yell and scream before the horror flick even starts, they investigate. Bags of half-finished popcorn and cut-off fingers and cups of cola and blood fill the theater. The snacks are biting back in Snack Attack.
Is it real or is it fake?
Woo. I feel like I'm selling something.
I know, right?
So let's start with Mike.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
It sounds like one of those schlocky horror movies that I was just describing, but I don't specifically recall this one. So I'm going to go fake.
Okay.
Only because I would think that something of this magnitude, and it's funny because, like, I would normally start dropping titles and say like, oh, like this movie or like that movie. I don't want to necessarily spoil something that maybe you've got coming up. Like, like who knows? Maybe Chopping Mall is going to be one of the things that you have coming up.
Is that something?
Oh, Chopping Mall is great.
Tell me off the air.
So, I'll just tell you now real quick.
Okay,
it's basically killer robots on the loose inside a mall after dark.
Oh, my
a bunch
goodness.
Of teenagers get trapped in the mall after it closes. And the security robots take them out one at a time. It's great.
Incredible.
Because right. if I tell you off the air, it doesn't do the listener any good.
That's true. So, Hunter.
I think it's real.
Wow. Right off the bat, why do you say that?
To be honest, it kind of sounds like a movie I've heard before.
Sure.
So, I'm like, okay, maybe this is real. And especially after last week's roundup, like refrigerator.
And the refrigerator.
Like, I think Snack Attack is real.
All right, what do you think, Taylor?
Oh, I have to say it's probably real.
Yeah, why?
Because it just sounds too dumb to not be real.
Exactly.
I mean, you've got, like, weird random movies like Sharknado and stuff. So
true.
Like,
we live in a world with those.
Why not?
Four of them.
Yeah.
Keep that.
So Hunter and Taylor say it's real. Mike says it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
No!
It's fake?
I made that up.
Oh my gosh, Mickey.
I would watch my face off
convincing.
Of that movie, though.
Oh my goodness.
You.
I'm going to read you this box and attack.
No,
let's make this movie.
I'm glad that I'm in a different room right now.
Please.
I know, right?
I want this movie.
he's full of tiny theater rage. It's adorable. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
All right.
Just lean down a little bit.
All right. I'm dying.
Oh, my God.
Uppercut.
Our next movie is 28 Days Late. It is a modern-day Rosemary's Baby set in Brooklyn, New York, where a young woman gets mixed up with the wrong crowd, a cult that curses her to give birth to evil twins.
Is it real or is it fake?
Woo! I'll woo myself on that one. All right, hey Hunter.
They're new.
Hey me.
Hey Hunter.
Hey Mickey.
How's 28 Days Late?
I think it's real.
Wow! Really?
You referenced a horror movie in it.
Okay.
Is that
like your only basis?
I think so.
Wow.
Mm.
So trusting.
I am. I'm feeling this. If it's not, I'm just gonna like cry.
Hey,
I
Taylor.
Will cry on air.
Hey.
Hey, what do you think about 28 Days Late?
See, it's hard because you make such convincing lies. So I'm not sure.
All the ones last week were real.
I'm
telling
gonna
that.
Go real. Let's do real.
Yeah.
I have a following.
I don't know.
What do you think?
You know what? I think that following last week's game where they were all real, I think you've gone the other direction and cracked open the recesses of your mind. I think this is fake AF.
So you think it's fake?
It is fake AF, man. I mean, because I'm thinking if it's real, the producers of 28 Days Later probably have a cease and desist in their email box. I think, and kind of a unfortunate title if you think about it. It's like, ew. It's just gross. It's gross.
Anyway.
I'm just saying.
We have the same lineup as the last round. Mike says it's fake.
I need some points.
Hunter and Taylor say it's real. So, my beautiful interns.
Oh, no.
It's
again?
Fake. It's fake. I made it up.
I'm winning.
Hunter like put down his headphones. He just left. Oh no, he's coming after me.
he's left the studio.
Oh, no. He's actually in here.
Oh man,
Hunter, I'm scared.
Theater rage on the radio.
I'm only watching from the other room, so I can only imagine.
Man. I like that. He storms out of the newsroom to go to where you are in a totally different room, just to get up on you and just stare you down. Says nothing, and then just walks away.
I'm scared.
That was awesome.
Call GRC 911. Call 253-832-5004. Save me.
Okay. Yes.
So our last movie of the evening is Tetsuo the Iron Man. Not the comic book guy.
That's for sure.
So a strange man who Okay, my handwriting is awful. A strange man who seems to have an insane compulsion to stick scrap metal into his body is hit and possibly killed by a Japanese salaryman out for a drive with his girlfriend. Then the salaryman notices that he is slowly being overtaken by some kind of disease that is turning his body into scrap metal. And then his nemesis is not dead, but controlling him and guiding his rage and frustration-fueled transformation.
Is it real or is it fake?
Woo!
Woo! Let's start with Taylor.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about Tetsuo, the Iron
Man?
See,
I'm thinking, like, I want to say fake, but I want to say real because I want to keep my streak because I feel like it's going to be that one. But I'm going to go fake this time.
You're going to go fake?
It just sounds like a kind of boring movie.
Okay.
To be fair.
Okay, Mike.
This has got to be real.
Yeah?
I haven't seen it. I haven't heard of it. But I know that Mickey likes to consume things of the Japanese culture, like hoos. And I think that you've stumbled across this on just trolling the internet, probably after you watched the trailer for Hoos on the YouTubes, and it's like, would you also like to watch this?
Tetsuo.
Yeah, see, I mean, I think just the... Oh.
What?
Oh, no. I just... You know what? I'm going to lock in my answer, but I just realized something as I was listening to you. I will tell you after you
rule.
But I am... What did I go on that? Did I say real? Yeah.
Yes. It's real.
Yeah, I'm going real on this. Okay.
Okay. Hunter.
House.
The silence.
I'm going to say real.
Hunter's like actually mad. I'm scared.
It's hilarious.
Okay. Oh, computer. Okay. College radio, kids.
Same.
So, Mike and Hunter say it's real. Taylor says it's fake. So, Mike and Hunter.
Uh-huh.
I'm done.
Oh, my goodness. Thank the Lord.
I knew this was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen.
Tetsuo the Iron Man is completely real and really freaky. It's actually shot completely in black and white.
Ooh.
And he uses stop motion on an actual person to make the transformation sequence look incredible. But it took him so long to make it that nobody wants to try it. Try like that form of movie making again. Because they're just like, this guy's buck wild. Like, he's too much. But it is one of the creepiest movies you might ever see. Other than like Begotten. But don't Google that, kids.
See.
So
I guess I have to watch it now.
Okay, so...
All right. So, Mike, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I... So, my brain froze halfway through my deliberation because the name, Tetsuo. And I was like... I'm like, oh. Okay, so Tetsuo is a character from the classic anime Akira.
Yeah.
And one of the things that happens to this character, mild spoiler alert for a 30-year-old movie, is that he goes through this horrifying transformation, which includes drawing in nearby matter, like metal and stone and buildings and things like that. So the thing I was thinking about is like, okay, wait a minute, it's Tetsuo and slowly turning into an Iron Man. Maybe she just, you know, is familiar with Akira, took that little bit of it and made some fakey Iron Man movie and totally fooled me. But but yeah, no, I just I felt compelled to explain myself because it's like I like had a grand mal seizure just right there. So I'm just like, Tetsuo, Kaneda!
Starts not functioning.
Tetsuo.
So I have the final results. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Taylor, our new intern, got 0.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Hunter got 1. And Mike got 3. Mike is the winner.
All he cheated. 3.
How did he cheat?
I don't know. He must have looked at the book.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, my God. That's actually something that could happen because I handwrite all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you keep the Mamad journal on your personage at almost all times.
That's true. It's always my backpack.
It is always with you. And you know what? Even if I wanted to sneak a peek, I wouldn't be able to decipher it. I mean, I think I have terrible handwriting, and I do. But that's...
When I'm writing for myself, it is cryptic.
Mm-hmm.
Call that some wingdings. All right, so that has been Is It Real... Oh, wait.
Is it real or is it...
I got buttons for this. And you're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. Coming up next is Fire by Paris.
Ooh, I love the Purvis.
Make sure to stay tuned, Mike.
Keep your Twitter game strong and follow us at KGRGFM to stay on top of what's new with today's rock.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Hello? Hello? Dude, man.
Yeah?
Hey, really? You've had your face in that phone for like the past couple of hours. What are you doing?
Tweeting.
You're always on the tweeters, man. You just, honestly, if you're going to be on your phone that much, you're better off downloading the KGRG app.
There's an app?
Is there an app? We're on the line, man. We've been on the line for a while now. If you didn't know about the app, now you know. All right, so it's available on the iTunes App Store, right? And I'm pretty sure you got one of those iPhone things. Also available on the Google Play Store.
I'll get that.
I'll get that. I'll get that, she says. Well, get on it, man. Download the KGRGFM app on the App Store or Google Play.
On Saturday, November 12th, you can join Green River Student Life Department on a trip to one of Seattle's favorite aviation attractions, the Future Flight Aviation Center. This trip offers the only publicly available opportunity to tour a commercial jet assembly plant in North America. It's $10 for students and $20 for non-students, which includes transportation to and from the Future Flight Aviation Center. For more information, you can check out the events tab on greenriver.edu. That's greenriver.edu for the Future Flight Aviation Center trip on Saturday, November 12th. For information on music, ticket giveaways, and more, visit KGRG.com. This is Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG.
89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. And Hunter.
Yeah.
What was that we just played?
That was The Story of Tonight by We Are Kings. It was a funny story. I was at the Haunted Forest last week, chilling there, listening to the music we were playing on air, and this music started. I was like, You know what? I know these lyrics. Like, why do I know these lyrics? To realize that it's actually a cover of a song from the musical Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are just listening into this first night, I'm obsessed with Hamilton. It's a lovely little musical on Broadway that's taken it by storm. It's about the guy who was on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton, and right. It's all done through rap, hip-hop, R&B, and it's literally incredible. I have a tattoo of a quote from the show on my arm. So I just thought it was cool that in our roundup we have a song covered from Hamilton. So I just thought it was super cool. I just wanted to share my excitement for that.
See, there's definitely something for everybody here on 89.9 KGRG FM. Yeah, we you know, like we've talked about a couple times, we do like the covers. Like last summer, one of the really big songs for us was the cover of See You Again by I Prevail. Yeah, it's good.
Oh.
In fact, I may have to play this in a little bit because it's really good. And we've done you know what? I'm gonna throw some covers into the 11 o'clock hour rather than telling you this lengthy tale. I'm just gonna play some of this stuff for you because we play some cool stuff. And so Hunter, you have mentioned in at least two episodes. Actually, you've only been on two episodes. Think about it, but
this is the third.
In all two episodes that you've been on prior to that, you have mentioned the tattoo that you have.
Yeah.
Tell me more. Like you just say like I have this quote, but I don't believe you've shared with us what the
story behind it. Okay.
Or even what the quote is.
Yeah. Okay. So the quote is "Who lives, who dies, who tells your story." It's from the finale of the show. Mm-hmm. It's Alexander Hamilton was just shot by Aaron Burr, and it's just kind of, and they just kind of talk about kind of the legacy you leave behind and how people are going to tell your story continued on. I'm going to school to be a history teacher. Right. And so history is very, very, I hold it very close to my heart. And so as a history teacher, you are telling the stories of people who have gone, that have been here before us. And,
sure.
And you're telling these stories and you're making sure that their legacy is continued on.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, as a teacher, you are trusting the next generation of students with our stories. We are the ones that they're going to have to continue on telling our stories. So I just hold that very, very close to my heart. And that's just something, and that's one of the philosophies of why I want to be a teacher too. I want to tell these stories because it's literally why we're here today. And it's just, if it wasn't for, I just actually found this article on CNN today that was talking about, what would have happened if Aaron Burr hadn't shot Alexander Hamilton? They were like, possibly the Civil War wouldn't have started because Alexander Hamilton was a huge, he was a big advocate for slavery or against slavery, I should say.
Right, for abolition.
And so it was just really interesting to think about, like, if that thing should, if that wouldn't have happened, like, how would things look differently? So, yeah, that's just something I very hold very close to my heart. So now people know about the tattoo.
Very cool. Well, thank you for sharing that. Because, it was something like I was legitimately interested about. Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of our audience was interested as well. Because, I mean, Hamilton is everywhere. You can't get away from it.
I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
I don't think so. It's one of those pop culture crossover phenomenon things.
It's getting people into history and it's getting people into theater.
Exactly.
That's so great.
And it's bringing people who wouldn't normally have gone to a theater or listened to even a show tune is listening to show tunes because it's the story of America then told by America now.
Right, exactly. So
that's actually a tagline they use for the show.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, we are coming up at the end of the 10 o'clock hour. So how's about we give away some tickets?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So we're in the 10 o'clock hour and our featured artist this hour, our grand prize is Bad Religion. Call us now, 253-833-5004 if you want to check out Bad Religion on the Vox Populi tour, which incidentally, Vox Populi is the Latin for Voice of the People. And that's what that is. So it's Bad Religion, Against Me, !, and Dave Haas. They will be playing at Showbox Soto on Wednesday, October 26th. If you call us right now, 253-833-5004, you and a friend, because it's a pair of tickets, will be able to go check out that show. And also, in addition to, not instead of, we will also give you the MMAD ticket gift basket, which includes, hey, Mickey, what's in the gift basket?
Everything that's in our gift basket is us, the duo tickets, which are a couple of famous YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the Haunted Forest of Maple Valley. And I believe we
have some Jet City
Comic Show tickets to give away as well.
You forgot about the most important gift in it, too.
What's that?
That's you get the chance to either talk to me or Taylor on the phone.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yes. Perfect. All right. Well, coming up. Oh, no. Stand by one second. I knew if I waited just a wrong second that this would happen. Hold, please. Okay. So, Bad Religion tickets, where you get you and a friend get a pair as well as the entire MMAD ticket gift basket. Call us up right now, 253-833-5004. So coming off of what Hunter was just telling us about Hamilton and his new ink, here's a song by Bad Religion that I think kind of fits in off of The Empire Strikes First. This is actually the closing track of that song. So Bad Religion is very, very punky and cynical and hard, but eventually every once in a while it gets a little feely. And this is a song that kind of gives me a little bit of the feels occasionally. It is Live Again from Bad Religion, and you're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM.
Phone lines are open, 253-833-5004. Call to win tickets. We will be right back with the Slumber Party. Stick around.